AI Dev Quickie, posted on Wednesday, July 5, 2023. I'm still working on that drive-through module. Tentative progress up here. Link in post. But I won't be writing about it until it's at least theoretically runnable on a piece of hardware attached to a microphone. In the meantime, though, I was thinking about what it would take to actually use these AI tools in the course of my everyday development workflow. And because I am who I am, my first reflex was in Emacs mode. Which is why this, link in post, is now a thing. It took me a bit of Googling, installing the Emacs request, link in post, library, and a fairly trivial amount of modification over trivial OpenAI, AI, link in post, to come up with the first bit. Here is a code block. This code is written in Emacs Lisp. The first function, id first message content, takes a response and extracts the content of the first message choice. The second function, idevchat, makes a post request to the Open8i API to chat with an AI model, passing the messages and API key as parameter. It also handles errors and executes a success callback function. That's the end of the code block. And an even smaller amount of Googling to write the next part. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Emacs Lisp. It defines a function called idevinsertchat, which takes a user prompt as an argument. It uses this prompt to interact with another function called idevchat that takes a list of chat messages as input. The function then inserts the content of the first message into the current buffer. That's the end of the code block. Gotta love those English language prompts. Now, the next thing I probably want to have access to is the ability to request a refactoring of an existing code block. And I was going to take a few minutes to remember how to deal with Emacs regions when a proverbial light bulb went off over my head. Here is a code block. This block of code is written in Emacs Lisp and defines a function that can be executed by calling mxadevinsertchat. It takes the current region and replaces it with a refactored version obtained by calling the adevchat function. That's the end of the code block. After a moment passes for the requisite network hit, I see. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Emacs Lisp. It defines a function refactor region with idevchat that refactors the selected region by calling the adevchat function and replacing the region with the result. It also provides instructions on how to bind this function to a key combination for easy invocation. That's the end of the code block. Drop into my buffer, which is cute. I see that the system completely ignored the prompt to make the code runnable, which is fine, I guess. And it also included some basic instructions on how to bind the resulting function to a keystroke. I vaguely recall there being some way of passing instructions to Interactive to make it take region as an input, but I'm not about to knock points off for that. This way of writing the function took me all of 2 seconds. To type the prompt specifying what I want. As opposed to the between 10 and 30 minutes it would have taken searching and poring over various Emacs documentation, Stack Overflow and Shali's ancient blog, link in post, before I figured out what I needed. Also, it doesn't quite call idevchat with the correct input, but it's not exactly bad either. A minor refactoring, possibly the last one I'll ever have to write, brings it. Here is a code block. This is a block of code written in Emacs Lisp. It defines a function called idevRefactorRegion with chat, which refactors a specified region of code using the idevChat function and a prompt. It takes user input, retrieves the code in the specified region, sends a series of chat messages, including the user's prompt and the code, to another function and replaces the region with the output received from that function. That's the end of the code block. Also, I guess I might as well remove all the prompts from the previous piece, trying to get it to emit comments, since they seem to be doing fuck all to help the situation. Here is a code block. The code block is written in Emacs Lisp, and it defines a function called idevinsertchat. This function prompts the user for input, and then uses the input to insert a chat message into a chat interface. The message includes a system message about the user's programming skills, another system message about the user's current editing mode, and the user's input as a user message. Finally, the function inserts the content of the first chat message into the current buffer. That's the end of the code block. Okay, I need a piece of test code. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Emacs Lisp, and it invokes a macro called adiv-insert-chat using the mx command. The macro is an implementation of an anaphoric if construct, which allows for more concise and expressive conditionals in Emacs Lisp programming. That's the end of the code block. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Emacs Lisp. It is an implementation of the anaphoric if macro. The macro takes a test form, a then form, and an optional else form as arguments. If the test form evaluates to true, the then form is evaluated with the value of the test form bound to the symbol. If the test form evaluates to false and an else form is provided, the else form is evaluated. If neither the then form nor the else form is provided, the value of the test form is returned. This macro is used to simplify conditional branching in Emacs Lisp. That's the end of the code block, which is pretty good, all things considered. Selecting the appropriate subregion of that and calling next a refactor region with chat. Use gensim instead of make symbol produces the result. Drumroll, please. Here is a code block. This is a block of code written in Emacs Lisp. It defines a macro called if. The macro provides an anaphoric if statement, which means that within the then clause, the value of the test expression is bound to a variable called it. If the test expression evaluates to non-nil, then clause is evaluated with a bound to the value of the test expression. If the test expression evaluates to nil and an else clause is provided, the else clause is evaluated. If neither the then nor else clause is provided, the value of the test expression is returned. That's the end of the code block, which is exactly what I asked for. Granted, this is a minor refactoring, and I strongly suspect more complicated ones will increase the odds of weird effects, but still, it's not bad. Let me try one more. This time sort of quasi-realistic refactoring that I sometimes need to put together. Here is a code block. MX-IDIV refactor region with chat ret. Instead of just messaging the number, it should also message the index of the number in the incoming array. That's the end of the code block. Outputs. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Emacs Lisp. It is a refactored version that iterates over a list of numbers using CLoop, keeping track of the index, and then passes each index and number pair to a lambda function. The lambda function formats and messages the index and the number. That's the end of the code block. Between the fact that it ignored the prompt, directing it to output only code this time, and that it hilariously used CLoop internally, but not at the top level, replacing Mapsin, this isn't exactly the most effective code, but it actually does what's asked, which is pretty nifty. One more parting shot. Here is a code block. MX-IDIV refactor region with chat. You see a loop at the top level instead of map with an inner CL loop. That's the end of the code block. Here is a code block. This code block is written in the Emacs Lisp programming language. It uses nested CL loop macros to create pairs of indices and numbers from a list, and then prints a message with the index and the number incremented by 3 for each pair. That's the end of the code block. Neutral face emoji. Close enough. I'm planning to do some more UI work on this, and possibly some more exploration regarding the prompt engineering involved in getting decent responses here. As always, I'll let you know how it goes. This post had three footnotes that were omitted from this recording for now.